There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Taxes are complicated. Choosing a tax professional shouldn't be. A CPA, a certified public accountant, has the education, credentials, and experience which makes them uniquely qualified to serve you during tax season and year-round with financial advice to help your business grow. Choose wisely. Choose a CPA. To find a CPA in your area, visit icpas.org. Brought to you by the Illinois CPA Society.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Night. We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, grab a Wolves fan 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn at one low price, ChicagoWolves.com. Blackhawks are off today. They skate at Winnipeg tomorrow.
They shut us out this year as well, so... Going into their building, they're one of the best home teams in the league, and their crowd gets behind them. And knowing what they've done to us this year, we want to make sure we have a great effort.
That's Patrick Sharp. The Hawks are 0-3 this year against the Jets. They've been outscored 10-3 and are 0-6 on the power play. The Bulls have lost 3 in a row. They're off until Saturday when they play at New Orleans. The Bears have hired Stan Drayton as their running backs coach. Orlando Magic have fired Jacques Vaughn as their head coach, and Scott Skiles is rumored to be favorite for the job. The Tigers' Victor Martinez has a torn left medial meniscus, will undergo surgery on Tuesday. The team is hopeful he'll be ready by the start of the season. And PGA play, first-round action at the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines. And, of course, the big story, Tiger Woods, he withdrew after 11 holes because of back pain. He was 2 over. It's the third time in his last 8 starts that the Tigers had to withdraw from a tournament. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Casty Tire and Service. Visit CastyTire.com. Score some points this Valentine's Day with hand-delivered flowers from your favorite florist, Ashland Addison Florist. Visit ashadflorist.com to order today. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is Ian in New Jersey. I'm here for...
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
And I'm getting tired of talking about this. Johnny Knox texts me this morning wondering where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
If you guys keep making this stuff up and bringing this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
Buddy.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said I will read it. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Who are you crapping?
Love the way you lie.
Who are you crapping?
You're telling me lies, you're putting me down, you're starting to make me cry.
You guys had a call and he said, you know what, farmer, who are you crapping? And then it gets on my hair.
Where are we going with this?
Oh, crap.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seemed resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
Well, you're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Crap me. No.
Who You Crappin' brought to you by Sport Clips with 70 Chicagoland locations. It's good to be a guy. As always, I want you to limit it to something someone said, not something somebody did. And if you go too long, you're rambling on. You're not going to get to the damn point.
I got the shotgun.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
312-644-6767. That is the number, and we have open lines if you want to give it a try and you're not a complete lunatic or
a
idiot.
Boob.
Robert in Tacoma will get Who You Crappin' started on the score. Robert.
Hello, boys.
Hello. Ooh.
This crap goes out to MMA fighter Anderson Bigfoot Silva. In an interview given to MMA Junkie in October, he was asked about the big problem of drugs in UFC, especially in the realm of steroids. He said, quote, when the guys test for the steroids, it's bad because this is a problem. It's bad not just for the UFC, but for the sport. He could continue on and say, quote, if someone tests positive, then they should be able to fight, shouldn't be able to fight again. Fast forward to February 3rd. News came out that a prominent MMA fighter tested positive for drostanolone and endosterone, two anabolic steroids, before a major fight in last Saturday's pay-per-view. The fighter's name, Anderson Bigfoot Silva. Mr. Silva, three questions. First, how does it feel being the MMA equivalent of Rafael Palmeiro? Secondly, when can we hear about your announcement about your retirement? And thirdly, who you crapping?
Thank you, Robert.
The essence.
Keenan says, earlier this week with CNN, 2016 presidential hopeful and professional bigot, Mike Huckabee said forcing people who are opposed to gay marriage to accept the concept would be akin to, quote, forcing Jews to serve bacon-wrapped shrimp in their deli, end quote.
What?
Setting aside the ignorance Huckabee displayed of the subject of kosher dietary restrictions and the despicable views on people who choose to love whom they choose to love, Huckabee then said, people can be my friends who have lifestyles that aren't necessarily my lifestyle. I don't shut people out of my circle or out of my life because they have a different point of view. Huh. Well, that heartwarming statement of acceptance comes from a man who, in a 1998 speech to a group of Utah Southern Baptists, stated that he hoped we as a nation would, quote, answer the alarm clock and take this nation back for Christ. It comes from the man who in September 2014 told a group at the unquestionably diverse Voters Values Convention that he hoped to ensure that people, quote, answer the phones in our hearts that God is ringing. When we register people to vote, when we get them to the polls to vote, when we hire the people that will take our values to this city, when we fire the ones who refuse to hear not only our hearts, but God's heart. So, which is it, Mike? Are you accepting of people who don't share your lifestyle, or are you trying to carve out a utopian society where people are hired and fired based on their faith and adherence to the teachings of God and their belief that marriage should exist between one man and one woman? While you're stirring up the next batch of sacramental Kool-Aid, ask yourself who you're crapping.
Wow.
Very nicely done.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be that's an uphill battle for him. Bill Walton's buck teeth is on the score.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
So for some reason, it's 2015 and there's a debate about vaccines. So Hillary Clinton decided to wade into the waters this week with a great tweet. She said, the science is settled. The earth is round. The sky is blue. Vaccines are safe. Well, that's great, except the sky isn't really blue, Hillary. Science says just the opposite. It's the light refracting through the atmosphere that makes it appear as blue, but it actually is not blue. So that's not the best example of scientific fact you could have used. But hey, like Meatloaf says, two out of three ain't bad. But Hillary, are you crapping?
All right. This is...
it's got a...
Hardware Mike. He says, one would think Brian Williams would remember an RPG blasting a hole in the Chinook in which he was a passenger, even if it was as far back as 2003. I mean, that's the sort of thing people remember clearly.
Yeah.
And one would think that Williams would recall clearly the hard landing performed by his Chinook pilot. Back in 2003, when Williams filed his original report, he made no mention of an RPG hitting his Chinook nor any emergency hard landing. He showed the tail section of a Chinook which had been hit by an RPG and explained that the damaged Chinook was part of a group of four that included his own. So right off the bat, you can see Williams' memories playing tricks on him. The damaged copter was an hour ahead of that of Williams. So his really wasn't part of a group of four, but as the years have rolled on, Brian Williams' memory of the event has really evolved, and man, oh man, is this story more exciting. For years now, Brian Williams has told of his own damaged Chinook helicopter hit by an RPG, also taking AK-47 fire and making an emergency hard landing. He told the story on David Letterman's show, talking like an astronaut who survived a near disaster. Williams looked Letterman in the eye and said, "We landed that bird." You can almost feel Williams' hand on the stick, guiding that big beast to the ground. Only, you know, Brian wasn't the pilot. And he told the story as recently as last Friday on national TV. That's when things got bad. People who were on the Chinook that did take an RPG hit called him out and said he wasn't there. That cleared Brian's memory right up. Turns out he had, according to him, quote, conflated the events, and somehow remembered his Chinook as being the one that took the RPG. In other words, Brian is saying that his brain allowed him to remember a near-death experience he never really had. We're not talking about a politician like Mark Kirk gilding the lily about his military service. This is a guy who reads the national news. A guy who can't get caught in a whopper. A guy for whom credibility is everything. With this story, Brian Williams has forfeited all credibility. NBC should fire him. Brian Williams. Who you crapping?
That's a great angle, though. He's number one, by the way. That news is number one at 5:30. Anyway, I from now on, when people ask what happened, you know, in my accidents, hit by a missile.
Falling in the garage?
I was hit by a missile.
You will reply, hit by a missile.
Yeah, hit eight cars, but I originally hit by a missile. I like the angle.
Okay.
It's given me a thought for my book.
In Waukesha, it's Wooly on the score.
This is my happy birthday crap. The day after Bill Belichick and Tom Brady won another Super Bowl title, Mike Mulligan and Brian Hanley of the score were talking about great quarterback coach duos in NFL history. Star Lombardi, Otto Graham, Paul Brown, and of course, Terry Bradshaw and Chuck Knox. Mike Mulligan, Chuck Knox had quarterback greats such as James Harris, Pat Hayden, and Mike Pagle, and they never won a title, not even with the fictitious Joel Pendleton. It was Chuck Knoll with Terry Bradshaw. Mike Mulligan, knock, knock, who's there? Knoll. Knoll who?
Man, you know, dude, hey, Wooly.
Yeah.
Hey, Willie, no.
Tighten it up.
No, yeah, tighten it up. We don't have time for that nonsense.
Scott in Davenport. Says, in an otherwise enjoyable interview last Friday with Lou Piniella, Lou stated that he wished he could change the way he managed the Cubs in the playoffs in 2007 and 2008, since no one had any expectations that they would have
right.
any success.
Right.
In 2007... the Cubs finished 12-6 in their last 18 games and faced Arizona, not exactly a juggernaut. As for 2008, come on, they had the best record in the National League. They were facing the Dodgers, who had won 13 fewer games than they did. There's no guarantee of anything in the playoffs, but I can state with absolute certainty, the only thing that Cubs fans like me had low expectations about was that they would be swept in both years. Lou, it sounds like retirement is treating you well, but grab yourself a cocktail. Who you crapping?
Watch it. That's not a problem.
He'll oblige. South Shore and Bill on the score.
Hey, guys. This is my first crap.
Good luck with your first crap.
This quick first crap just goes out to Zach Zaitman, who last week on his show, I wasn't sure if it was OB. I think it was OB that
Doug.
He was on with. It was Doug. Okay. He said that the Bears' main problem is that they didn't use Matt Forte to run people over, and Bull Rush teams, as a hard-nosed type of running team. That I don't need to hear you add more problems to the Bears with your false assessment of the fact that Matt Forte is that type of back. Matt Forte is a slashing running back and a hybrid wide receiver. Zach Layman, who you crapping?
No! Okay. All right. It seems clear to me at this point in time.
This is going great.
Yeah. We could use a little help here.
Yeah, come on, folks.
We always say that, you know, we're looking for the big finish. I'm just looking for anything. 312-644-6767. I know in my heart of hearts, you can do better than that. You get the bit. We've been doing it for a long damn time. So help us. 312-644-6767. It'd be nice to get the big finish along with it. Borza Bernstein. And please, jump on in. Chicago Sports Radio 670 Sports.
Chicago's Sports Morning Show is Mully and Henley.
Anyone watch the parade?
You know, let me ask you this. Why do they have a parade in Boston? How do the people of Vermont feel?
Shouldn't you just have it like
I'm in Delaware, I'm pissed off this morning. Aren't all the colonies supposed to be represented by the Patriots? What the hell's going on?
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago's Sports Morning Show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m.
on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. There are times to which everything you say can and will be used against you, not just in court of law, but in a court of public opinion. When you're making a heartfelt apology, I'm listening. When you first meet a person, that first impression should resonate. But there are times to which things you say should get lost in the moment, because the moment kind of took you. You know, when you're deep in the throes of passion, things you say, don't hold it against somebody. The other time this is true is in pep rallies, both pre- and post-game. So when the Patriots hold up a T-shirt that somebody threw them, making fun of Marshawn Lynch's beast mode, or when they make fun of Richard Sherman with a sign that somebody handed to them, let's just remember, it's a post-game parade and celebration. Don't take it too seriously. It's not as if he was in the court of law. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
CBS 2015 is here, and Cassidy Tire and Service asks that you make one resolution you promise to keep. Safety comes first this winter. Every year, thousands of people get stuck in the cold and the damp, or can't control stopping, traction, or steering on frozen streets and highways. Most winter driving problems can be handled easily with a free checkup stop at your local Cassidy Tire and Service. We'll check your tire pressure, your wipers and fluid levels, battery charge, and the wear and tear on your tires and brakes. It's fast, simple, and makes all the difference for winter driving in Chicagoland. Need new tires? Now is when it's most important, and Cassidy stocks a complete lineup of performance, all-season, winter tires, and name-brand tires at very competitive prices. If you promise to make safety first this winter, we promise to make it simple. Remember,
don't just buy tires, buy Cassidy.
Cassidy, Chicago's tire and service with 15 convenient Chicagoland locations. Family-owned and operated since 1914.
So let our family take care of your family. Visit CassidyTire.com today.
Cassidy Tire and Service.
Radio.
Hear the truth.
Hey guys, if you really want to dominate Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. If you don't think she's into that kind of thing, think again. She read the book and can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Overnight deliveries guaranteed. To dominate Valentine's Day, call 1-800-829-BEAR or visit VermontTeddyBear.com and tell them the...
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. From the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ, live sound, and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
Know how. Winter Blizzardclipse. It's coming, probably, right now, or possibly later. When it hits, because it will, most or most not likely, you'll want to be prepared. So stop into Napa today, buy a qualifying Napa brand battery, and get a $10 prepaid Visa card by mail. $10 back and a new Napa battery. Now you're ready for whatever winter may or may not throw at you. Conquer the job with Napa Know How. at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today. Napa
Know-How! Winter Blizzardclipse. It's coming, probably, right now, or possibly later. When it hits, because it will, most or most not likely, you'll want to be prepared. So stop into Napa today, buy a qualifying Napa brand battery, and get a $10 prepaid Visa card by mail. $10 back and a new Napa battery. Now you're ready for whatever winter may or may not throw at you. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We are in the midst of Who You Crabbing, Boris Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And, of course, we were looking for the big finish, but you know what? I'm just looking for help of any kind. Just help us. Not that complicated. Pretty easy. It happens all the time. Help us.
Steve in Elmhurst will be next on The Score on Who You Crabbing.
I'm crapping Terry Bowers and Hub Arkish, who on Tuesday's show anointed Tom Brady as the greatest quarterback in NFL history. One of the reasons was Joe Montana had Jerry Rice. Terry. While he did have Jerry Rice, he didn't have him until he had already won 2 Super Bowls. Not Goot, and who you crapping?
Hey, Terry. Chesty Puller says Chris Christie earlier this week waded into the vaccination debate when he said parents should have some measure of choice about immunizing their children from measles and other viruses and diseases, and he believes that the U.S. government must balance public health interests with parental choice. Christie, for the uninformed, is the same governor who has numerous times confirmed his support for parents who question the safety of vaccines, and when he was running for governor in 2009, courted anti-vax groups who have positioned themselves against New Jersey's current and already less restrictive requirements. But Governor Christie, you want balance, right? Was there balance when you said, I will take whatever steps are necessary to protect the public health of the people of New Jersey, and if someone wants to sue me over it, they can. Was it balance when you also said if you become dissatisfied with how the public health is being protected, I will sit with my chief counsel, the attorney general, along with the commissioner of health and the superintendent of state police and ask them what more we should be doing, and I'll explore our legal options. That doesn't sound like balance. Oh, wait. Those last two quotes about exerting your power were made in the fall when you were forcing a nurse who showed no signs or symptoms of infection to spend 4 days in quarantine against her will because of an Ebola scare. Let's get it straight. Ebola comes to town, a disease for which there was not a vaccine. You threw the power of your office into forcing people to do what you want for the sake of public health. But when it's measles or another virus that the people of New Jersey can have a choice over getting vaccinated against, even if it could possibly kill someone else's family members, you're okay with that. That must be since you've admitted that you and your own kids are vaccinated. Here's an idea, you hypocritical food blister. Go choke on a Twinkie. Chris Christie, who you crapping?
He didn't show much balance trying to get in that chair the other day, did he? A lot of balance there. Hey, dude.
Dan in Naperville, you're on the score. Fire away, Dan.
This crap goes out to Doug Gottlieb, who in one of his wonderful CBS Sports Minutes decided to impart some wisdom on high school athletes signing letters of intent, simply stating that, you know, they should keep things in mind and that they should, quote, make sure to sign to a school that they want to say that they're an alumni of. However, Doug, I'm not sure that you're the best person to give college wisdom, seeing as how you were expelled from the school that you signed your initial letter of intent to when you stole credit cards and fraudulently charged them. Doug Gottlieb, take your wisdom elsewhere, and who you crapping?
Celebrating stupidity on Doug Gottlieb.
Yeah, Doug was a tough